that they have been doing to prepare for this vote. Again, just to reiterate what Amanda said, for those of you who are looking for information that you did not receive as a board member, it can always be found on HEN's website. So just to keep that in the back of your head, that you can always go there and get information. We're going to move forward. It is 2:50. Great, great. We're going to, which means we have a little more time. We're ahead of time, so I'm hoping that Brenna Welch is on. Yes, she is. Wonderful. I think you need to share your screen. You can do so at this time. She is going to be talking to us today about the CAM mobile assessment site, and this is an action item for board members.
Thank you, Candace. My name is Brenna Welch. I am the program director of CAM Access at Wayne Metro. I use she, her pronouns. I'm coming today asking for or offering a recommendation for mobile assessing at Pope Francis Center. So this conversation was really born out of the NFL draft weekend. That Thursday and Friday, CAM operated out of Pope Francis as a replacement for our access point at NOAA. Because of the way that traffic was closed down, NOAA closed for that Thursday and Friday, and we operated out of Pope Francis. In kind of collaboration with Pope Francis, we found that Pope Francis is averaging 210 clients per day, but that sometimes it's as high as 235. These are record high numbers, according to Pope Francis leadership, and that they're only increasing. During the draft, we saw 26 clients over the course of 2 days. And of the 26, 11 had never engaged with CAM or had not engaged with CAM in a year or more. Similarly, 12 had not engaged with CAM in over 2 months. So looking at that data, understanding that there are individuals in our city who would benefit from offering of CAM services, and then also hearing from clients at the location that, you know, folks are asking, when are you coming back? When will CAM be back? And are y'all going to do this every day? And so understanding that there is a need for clients to receive access services at Pope Francis. And so bringing forward a proposed solution of mobile assessment that Wayne Metro would offer CAM out of Pope Francis on Fridays from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. This is sort of supported by the fact that Friday is our lowest call volume day, but that also NOAA, our access point, is closed on Friday. And recently, our NOAA staff have been joining our call center staff on the phones on Friday. But knowing that Pope Francis has this need and our call volume is low on Friday, we'd be able to allocate two staff members to Pope Francis to ensure that clients there have the ability to access CAM services, you know, ranging from diversion to intake and assessment. Pope Francis has offered to allow CAM to use this space on Fridays at no cost. And because Wayne Metro operated out of Pope Francis Center during the draft, we've already completed our agency's safety walkthrough and Wi-Fi test. We're comfortable and able to implement as soon as possible with board approval. I've presented this to the COC lead and CAM Planning Committee for approval on May 17th. And then we've also presented to CAM Governance on May 22nd. We held discussion and vote on May 29th. And I believe that Tasha is here to speak just a bit to the outcomes of those conversations with COC lead, CAM Planning, and CAM Governance.
Hi. Yes, Brenna. Yes, as Brenna said, these discussions have been had a different number of spaces, actually, in addition to with the COC lead and the CAM Governance Committee, also with CAM Planning Committee. And so we had a chance to get some questions answered, review some of the data that was presented. And so ultimately, a vote was held at the CAM Governance Committee meeting that was held on May 29th. And so that vote was, the recommendation was to bring forward to the board a recommendation that a mobile access site be established at Pope Francis.
Thank you, Tasha. So with that, I'm here for questions. If there's any need for clarification or interest in some further data points, I'm happy to offer what I have available. And then following questions, I'd ask for a motion. Or, sorry, I turn it back to to ask for a motion.
Any questions for Brenna? Thank you, Brenna, for the presentation.
Absolutely.
We can move forward. Brenna is requesting a vote. Is there anyone who would like to make a motion?
So moved. Second.
Thank you. It has been motioned and properly seconded that we're going to move forward. Is there a link to vote by?
I'm about to lock them out. My computer is freezing.
Okay. Here we go. Thank you. Please make sure that you vote. While they're doing that, let me say I appreciate the fact that we are being responsive to our community and the needs that we see, needs that are just happening, and we're being responsive at the time. So appreciate Wayne Metro for noticing that there is a need and planning to address that need. Thank you. So Chelsea will let us know what the vote is. Let you know, Brenna, where we are. And we already know. Wonderful. That motion has carried. So we look forward to hearing more about the outcomes of this new endeavor.
Thank you, Candace. We're going to move forward.
You are so welcome. And we're going to turn it over for CAM updates from Tasha Gray.
Hi again, everyone. Just have a few updates for you. In particular, just want to make an announcement that we are pleased to announce that we have hired for the coordinated entry manager position here at the CAM lead. As you all know, that position was vacated a couple of months ago when Scott Jackson departed hand and moved on to other endeavors. And so we have been on the search for a new CAM manager or coordinated entry manager here at hand. And as of today, our CAM manager has started. And so I just want to introduce you all and turn it over to Zach Betthauser and give him an opportunity to just share a few words with you all.
Calling all Zach to the microphone. Maybe he's having some difficulty.
Maybe.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about Zach?
Sure. For some of you all, Zach will be familiar to you all. He has been a part of our continuum for a few years now. Done some work in outreach realm. He's also done some work with overseeing some permanent supportive housing programs, and also done some work with navigation with our CAM system. So we're excited to have him on board and working with Han. Oh, I see you now, Zach. Zach, did you want to share a little bit?
Yes, we want to see Zach. Where's Zach at? You need to come on camera for this, Zach.
Hi there.
Hello.
Sorry about that. I was having some
dead zone issues in my new office spot. But I got connected. So happy to be here, everybody. Thank you for everyone for welcoming me in. I have been with the COC since the very start of COVID. That's when my COC experience started, and started working with outreach, and then eventually moved into permanent supportive housing. So hoping I can bring some unique perspectives from the provider side of things, but also very excited to work with the folks here at HAND and throughout the COC to continue building upon a more accessible and equitable coordinated entry system. So thanks, Tasha, for that introduction, even though I haven't heard it, but I'm sure it was great. Thank you.
Welcome, Zachary.
Thank you. And Candace, that concludes our announcement for CAM.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Zachary. I hope you have a bulletproof vest, because we like to be all things CAM. So you will have many comments from many of us, and some of them will not always be pleasant. But we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We are moving along very swiftly here. So right now we are at the point of, we were going to have a presentation from Sophia Merchant from the city of Detroit to give us an update on our strategic planning. She is unable to be with us today. So we hope to bring her back at a later time. So we are going to move forward without her presentation. So we are at 3:01, which is pretty early for us. We have public comment, but before we get there, we're going to, as I said earlier today, if you have any announcements you want to share with us, we have a couple of moments. We will allow you to make those announcements by show of hands. Okay. I don't see any hands, so we will move on to public comment, and I will turn it over to Kiana Harris.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Candace. At this time, we are opening up the floor to public comment. On the screen in front of you are our rules and suggestions for public comment. So we ask that you review these rules and suggestions. There is a 3-minute limit per individual for public comment. So you can either raise your hand, and I will ask some of the other co-hosts to look out for hands raised, or you can drop me a message in the chat if you are interested in doing public comment today on June the 3rd.
I don't see any hands yet, Kiana.
Okay.
Oh, we have a hand.
We've got a hand.
That's Tori Henderson.
All right, Tori, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Kiana. I just wanted real quick, if we could maybe get like an email update for the strategic plan. Or, I don't know, I just feel like we haven't heard of any updates in a while in this space, so I just wanted to elevate, I don't know how others feel, but I'd love to hear where we are in the process, maybe via email or any other channel that could be beneficial for Sophia or any of the team that's working on that.
Yeah, sorry, hi, Tori. Sophia, actually, on
the call. Oh, hey!
No, you're good. Yeah, no, actually, I was trying to unmute myself, but I mean, like, the update was that the formatting of the report has been finalized, and we're presenting to City Council on June 13th, the plan, and then we have this community engagement kind of plan that I'm trying to get approved by my boss today that Tasha has looked at, too. So that's kind of where we're at. Yeah. I apologize. I haven't taking 15 minutes in this meeting space a lot because I didn't have any updates, so I didn't know if it was better to just come and say nothing or come with a more robust update.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so sorry, that's where it's at. Let me know if you have questions.
Okay, thanks so much. I was just a little curious. So basically after June 13, probably like in the July board meeting, we'll maybe have some more updates from you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually hoping, it was on my to-do list for today to kind of email you all to ask if we could tack on a more robust community presentation about this plan and the final document at the July meeting. So,
yeah. Okay. Cool. I look forward to it. Thanks so much.
Yep. Sorry.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see any other hands.
I don't either, and I haven't gotten anything in the chat. We should maybe wait one more minute before closing out, though. Folks may still be planning to comment.
We can also use this space if anyone has like any announcements or like from any organization. So feel free.
I did put a link in the chat. They're having the Department of Civil Rights is having a fair housing summit. It is on the 12th, I believe it is, from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And it is at the old Four Seasons. I think they call it the Icon now. I'll pull the link back up out of the chat and put it back in. But that's just something if anybody's interested. I imagine they're going to be talking about housing there as well, so...
Yana, you think we should move on?
Thank you for that announcement. And I think we are safe to close out public comment. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all of our presenters, all of our board members, all of our guests. We appreciate your interest and your sharing of your time with us today. We will continue to do the work of the community, and we will come back again with updates and opportunities for your input and for you to provide us additional guidance. Enjoy the rest of your day and hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks all.
Thanks everyone.
Have a great day.